Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770. Mr. Number 722, Soliciting Funds from Non-Adventists. Gifts from Unbelievers Not to be Refused. The Lord God of Israel has placed His goods in the hands of unbelievers, but they are to be used in favor of doing the works that must be done for a fallen world. The agents through whom these gifts come may open up avenues through which the truth may go. They may have no sympathy with the work and no faith in Christ and no practice in His words, but their gifts are not to be refused on that account. It is very strange that some of our brethren should feel that it is their duty to bring about a condition of things that would bind up the means that God would have set free. God has not laid upon them the responsibility of coming in conflict with the authorities and power of the world in this matter. The restraining hand of God has not yet been withdrawn from the earth. Let the leaders in the work bide their time, hide in Christ, and move and work with great wisdom. Let them be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. I have repeatedly been shown that we might receive far more favors than we do in many ways if we would approach men in wisdom, acquaint them with our work, and give them an opportunity of doing those things which it is our privilege to induce them to do for the advancement of the work of God. Give the wealthy the privilege of assisting God's work. There are laymen who can do more in a quiet way than can the ministers. In our missions, an interest may be awakened in the hearts of wealthy men who have the means to assist. Give them the privilege of helping if they will. Let them be asked. They have the Lord's money in their hands. If anything can arouse them to place that money where it can do good, let it be done. It will prove a blessing to their souls. What is done for other missions who bear not the message of the seal of the living God, we may make efforts, more than we have made, to have done for us. God is warning the church of her fearful responsibility. Let means be gathered by wise, judicious men, from believers and unbelievers, for our school, for our churches, for our health institutions, for our medical missionary enterprises. Medical missionary workers to solicit funds from non-Adventists. The message, "Sell that ye have, and give alms," is now to be given. But there are many who do not understand the object of this message. It is not the purpose of God that the revenues of the church should be absorbed in the work for the poor and outcast classes. This work might be presented in such a way that every dollar would be drawn from our people, and there would be no resources left for aggressive warfare in new fields. But our brethren in America, who are engaged in medical missionary lines, can by appealing to outside people obtain help, because theirs is not a denominational work. They should not draw their funds largely from our churches. The resources of the church are needed to support the gospel ministry and to carry forward the work in new fields. 4, 1899, page 16. The Effective Use of Means in Missionary Fields, January 25, 1899. White Estate, Washington, D.C., April 24, 1979.